This is CPR News. I'm Ryan Warner. It's the second day of Kwanzaa, a day dedicated to the principle of self-determination. Denver's black community celebrated the start of the week-long holiday Sunday. Here's Denverites Kevin Beatty.
The leaders of Denver's annual Kwanzaa celebration were glad to be back on stage together this year. They had to go remote in 2020. Law student Camila Sims Traylor traveled from California to be there.
This is absolutely amplifying the resilience and the power of people, you know? And it allows us to come together and see that we are strong together and we're strong apart. You know, we're strong as individuals and we're strong as a collective.
In Denver, the public library is hosting celebrations over Zoom for each day of Kwanzaa this week. I'm Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Clark Rickert, the Colorado artist who founded the Drop City Commune, died over the holiday weekend. He combined abstract expressionism with his math and science background to create his own powerful style.
All matter has a crystalline form. So a lot of the art was early on an attempt to organize elements in the periodic table.
Rickert was recognized as faculty emeritus at the Rocky Mountain College of Art and Design, a private for-profit school in Lakewood. Drop City, founded in the 60s, was internationally known for its colorful domes and commitment to live out its counterculture philosophy. This is CPR News.